more jobs than people, and that fact is forcing many communities to offer incentives to move to their city. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 1st of May. Happy May Day, everybody. Looking for a date? Well, Facebook just launched a new dating feature. You knew this was coming. Gold and Iowa. We've got a connection. You know, there are retail stores that are expanding, and there's also a pattern regarding their consumer base. An Iowa nursing home gets a fine and more. Today in our Small Business Spotlight, we've got Ashley Miller from Transformational Wealth. Good stuff ahead. And then after the markets, we'll chat with Phil K. James in our Marketing for Business segment, Episode 14. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
To live in the greater Des Moines Metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero, TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the May Day celebration of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Happy first day of May. Well, this is something my congregation pioneered some 12 years ago. If you want people to move to your community, to build community, and there's nobody there, pay them to come. This is exactly what my synagogue did a dozen or so more years ago to attract young Orthodox Jewish families to come to Des Moines. Each family was given $5,000, and if they would move to Des Moines, buy a home, and stay current as a member of Beth El Jacob, they got to keep it. And you know what? It worked. Now cities are trying this. For example, relocate to Hamilton, Ohio, where you were in an article from the Wall Street Journal. The city will write you a check for $5,000 to buy a home there. Or North Platte, Nebraska. The chamber there will cut you a bigger check and even throw a welcome party. The shortage of workers is much more acute than it's been in years, so why not pay them to come? In places with very low unemployment rate, hello Ames and Des Moines Metro, some communities are offering incentives to companies to get people to move there. Small communities all over the nation are experiencing an ever-shrinking labor force, and there's no real end in sight. Our current unemployment rate nationwide is 4.1%. It's the lowest it's been in 17 years. And small business owners are feeling it even more than large corporations. And because many people are starting to age out of the workplace, the issue is becoming even more critical. This is not something to hide away, but something to work on right away. Well, today, Mark Zuckerberg announced a new dating feature on Facebook. The opt-in feature will match users specifically with people they are not currently friends with. And by the way, you can build a Facebook dating profile which your current friends will not be able to see. With the announcement, shares of Match.com fell as much as 20% today, and that's huge. So create a profile your current friends can't see. What could go wrong with that? Right? We already know there's a connection between Orascom and Iowa. In fact, there's a gigantic fertilizer plant in southeast Iowa that the Egyptian company built. Now we hear the chairman of the company, Naguib Soas, is chucking equities and investing in gold. He says the stock market is way overvalued, so he's headed into precious metal. So what did he do? Well, he invested half of his $5.7 billion in gold, which brings to question, could the gold guys be far behind? Here's an interesting tidbit for you. Could the T-Mobile and Sprint deal be 5G? It's a good question. The United States is way behind China and South Korea in the race to embrace 5G. So there's a thought that the T-Mobile-Sprint deal is a way to push forward on this and help the United States to catch up. Stay tuned. You know, with all the talk about retail being in trouble, this story of brick-and-mortar retailers who are actually expanding their footprint caught our eye. Who are they? Here's a list. Dollar General opened over 1,300 stores last year, and this year plans on opening up another 900 and remodeling an additional 1,000 of their existing stores. Who else? Dollar Tree. This company opened 260 stores last year and is planning to open 350 more this year. Family Dollar. Are you catching a trend here? Are you? And you gotta be. Last year, the company opened 211 new stores and say they will open another 300 and rebrand an additional 50 locations with the Family Dollar name. TJ Maxx, the discount department store, opened 258 stores in 2017, and they say they'll open up another 238 stores this year. Five Below. Now, this is a store we don't know much about here in the metro, but the discount store chain opened 103 stores last year and say they'll open an additional 125 this year. Now, to this point, we've seen only discount chain stores. Now, we'll switch just a little bit and look at one of my favorites, Ulta Beauty. I know what you're thinking. So why would he like Ulta? I got to tell you, it's all in the merchandising. The store layout, the way it's packaged is just cool. Ulta opened 100 stores last year, bringing its current count to nearly 1,100 stores, with plan to open up another 100 locations this year. So, hey, just a little heads up, if you haven't been to Ulta, you got to go. It's just way cool. Target opened 20 stores last year, and while they've not disclosed how many are planned for 2018, the company says it will open 30 small format stores in urban areas. And then Walmart, the world's largest retailer, opened up 89 stores last year and spent millions redoing a bunch of others. Walmart will close about 15 stores this year, but comparable store sales were up 2.1% last year. And then there's this, Costco. The warehouse giant has said they will open up 28 stores this year. They've already opened up 8. By the time they are done this year, they're going to boost their warehouse count to 749 locations. And when you talk about comparable store sales, they were up at Costco by 8.4% last year. Earnings are expected to grow between 8 and 12%. So they got to do something with all that money. Here's something for you that's not so bright. A Sioux City nursing home that's home to some 56 elderly residents have been fined over $43,000 after three patients died in their care. The Casa de Paz nursing facility failed in documents released to properly hire caregivers, neglected residents with life-threatening conditions, and denied residents their pain medication. Now, what you don't know about me is that I was once a long-term health care administrator. And this is exactly what happens in a state where you cannot pay healthcare workers a livable wage. And that's all tied to Medicaid reimbursement rates. And one of the main reasons I left over 20 years ago was that very factor. This year, this same nursing home in Sioux City was fined over $121,000 and put on suspension of accepting Medicaid patients. It's terrible. And it's an issue that is not just at this facility, but it's all over the state of Iowa. And it's tragic. When we come back, Ashley Miller from Transformational Wealth is in our Small Business Spotlight. Stay with us. More from the Business News Hour coming up next.